SBS Radio.
Fires currently raging in the Amazon, the largest rainforest in the world, have reached a record number this year. Brazil's Space Research Center, INPE, has detected 73,000 fires so far this year, an 83% increase from 2018, said the agency. To discuss the environmental impact of these burnings and possible cause, Professor Rodney Keenan, climate change and global forest assessment specialist at the University of Melbourne, join us now.
Good morning, Luciana.
According to Brazil's Space Research Center, these are some of the worst fires Amazon is facing in years. What are the causes of the burning at such high levels?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to get the information that's been put out by the agency in Brazil in context, because they've only been monitoring fires since 2013. So this is a record that they've recorded since 2013, but other agencies like the US NASA have been looking over a longer period, and they're suggesting that the number of fires this year is about average compared to the longer term period over the last 15 years. So it's a high level compared to last year, but it's not necessarily a high level of burning compared to the last 15 or 20 years. The causes of the fires are generally farmers who are preparing land for agriculture. Some of the fires are occurring in areas that have already been cleared, that they're actually preparing that land for pasture and crops for the next year. But other fires are burning in intact forests. The data doesn't show exactly the proportion of fires that are burning in either location, and so it's hard to tell whether the cause of the fire might be illegal clearing or farmers burning on their existing land.
There was a phenomenon 2 days ago where the smoke was covering some other states in Brazil.
The fires in the Amazon are quite a long way from the smoke that was being reported in Sao Paulo. So some things that I've read indicate that smoke may actually be coming from closer associated with clearing in Paraguay, or perhaps in Pará or Minas Gerais states. So, the origins of the smoke over Sao Paulo are not that clear. Maybe due to clearing in other places.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro claimed that the NGOs could be behind some of these fires as their funding was cut. What would you say to that?
Well, that's entirely unlikely to me. I feel that it wouldn't be in the NGOs' interest to be setting fires in areas that they're very keen to protect. Yeah, I think the important thing to remember is that fires aren't uncommon in this region. So areas of the Amazon that have been cleared in the past are subject to burning. There has been some active clearing going on. It's positive that we've seen a big reduction in the rate of forest clearing in the Amazon over the last 15 years or so, since the early to mid-2000s. The troubling matter is that the clearing rate has gone up again. It was on a downward trend, and over the last year or so, the rate of clearing of forests in the Amazon and in other parts of Brazil, like the Caatinga forests, has started to increase. Yeah, people are anticipating Bolsonaro, the president, won't enforce the regulations that are in place in relation to land clearing, and they're using his election as an opportunity to clear new areas of land.
The Amazon forest is one of the wettest places in the world. Is it possible to recover these lands? How long will it take, and how resilient is the forest?
The rainforests in the wet forests, like the Amazon, natural fires are very rare. So it is generally human-caused fire that impacts on the Amazon. And it's really, the extent to which the forest will recover depends on the frequency and then what happens after the fire. Rainforests that are burnt just once can potentially recover if they're not burnt again for a long period of time. Usually the fires, because they're lit by humans, are associated with logging of the forest, where the forests are opened up and dry out, and then the people move into those areas and set fires in order to clear the land so that they can grow crops or pasture for cattle. So whether the rainforest recovers really depends on what happens after the fire. It depends on the intensity of the fire and, you know, whether all the trees are killed, for example. But if it's a hot fire and a lot of the trees are killed, then it could take at least 100 years or up to 200 years to fully recover the species composition and the diversity in the structure, the tree size classes that provide full habitat benefits. Well, the Amazon is a massive area, and the forests themselves provide major ecological functions. They provide hydrological benefits in terms of bringing rainfall and creating rainfall and contributing to the global climate system. They have a cooling effect on the landscape because of the evaporation, and they also store large amounts of carbon. So they're a major carbon store, and deforestation in parts of the Amazon are a significant contributor to global greenhouse gas emissions. So it's important that we try and keep the existing forests intact. But we also need to remember that this is a huge area, 538 million hectares, 60% of that is in Brazil. And so that area of forest is equivalent to West Australia, South Australia and Queensland combined in one area of forest. So it's a massive area and has significant global importance. But there are also people living in those areas that need to make a living and want to convert part of that area to do that. So the important thing is to have good planning so that areas of high conservation value are protected and that the clearing is restricted to areas that have previously been impacted or that where those major values aren't going to be affected. Forests are generally very resilient. The forests have been through many types of disturbances. They kind of evolved to recover from disturbances of different kinds, whether it's fire or landslides, geological activity. They co-evolved with humans in some cases as well. Parts of the Amazon were cleared in the pre-Columbian era and were being used by people and abandoned and are now grown back. So there's evidence that the forest can recover from the cyst and are quite resilient. But as I said, if you have repeated frequent fires or if you have follow-up activities that reduce the capacity of the forest to recover and you lose seed sources and you affect the soil, you get invasive species coming in that stop the trees coming back, then the forests will be permanently affected.
As a professor yourself, climate change and global forest assessment specialist, how do you feel when you see the news and the images on social media showing the devastation?
Yeah, we need to be concerned. Forest loss, as I mentioned, and we need to be investing in improved forest management. I think that we need to avoid uncontrolled exploitation and to plan the exploitation of forests and the utilisation of forests and forest land for agriculture very carefully so that we avoid the wider impacts on the environment.
Professor Rodney Keenan, Climate Change and Global Forest Assessment Specialist at the University of Melbourne. Thanks for your time and for talking to us today.
Thank you, Luciana. Obrigado.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.